Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Each month, over 80,000 people download podcasts produced from the fevered mind of Royfield Brown. They cover a gamut of topics like maps, politics, American presidents, history, the Archers, Formula One, Jamaican culture, and Englishness. Go to wherever you get your podcast and type in Royfield Brown to discover a new favorite podcast today.
This podcast is a Royfield Brown production. Find others on iTunes.
All right. Yeah, I know.
This is Dumpty Dum, sponsored by Managers.
Hello, it's Dusty Substances here, the wrong sort of listener. I hope everyone's had a wonderful Christmas. I started listening to The Archers from birth, really, although I wasn't aware of it because my parents listened. So, tragically, that's from the back end of 1955. I have listened pretty much ever since. My favourite character is Kenton. I just love the maverick spirit and where he's quite cheeky to David, who is so up himself at times. My favourite storyline doesn't come from this year because I don't think Kenton gets a fair crack of the whip with good storylines. He's just there to be made fun of or to do something silly, which I think is a real waste of someone who had has had his life experience far wider ranging than a lot of other members of the Archer clan. But the storyline that I do remember thinking this was a really interesting use of the character was when he was still with Kathy, and I really loved that partnership. I thought they worked well together. And subsequent to the rape, I thought he was an absolute tower of strength then. I was heartbroken when they split up, really. But I think that's probably it. Anyway, happy new year to everybody. Hopefully some brilliant storylines coming up and we can have some great fun with them. Love to everyone. Bye.
Thanks, Jim. Bye.
Oh, hello.
Kenton.
Didn't expect to see you.
Really?
I was just going in to buy a bottle of wine.
Well, don't let me stop you.
I'm just on my way around to Shuler's. We're planning this trip to Bath for Mum's 80th.
Yes, I know.
Oh, yes, of course you do. You and Jamie are still coming?
I hardly think that will be appropriate, do you?
Well, up to you, obviously. So, how are things?
How do you think?
Well, I was wondering, you know, I mean, not now, obviously, but if you fancy meeting up for a drink or something.
Why would I want to do that?
Well, I just thought, you know, if you want to talk about things...
Oh, no, no, I don't want to talk about things. I don't want to talk to you about anything.
Right.
What I do want is for you to go round to April Cottage and remove the rest of your belongings.
What? Today?
I shall be out this afternoon, so will Jamie.
Well, it's not actually...
If they're not gone today, then they're going out with the rubbish.
Oh, okay. That's the way you feel?
Yep, it is.
Right, well, probably for the best. I mean, you're right. I guess it might be time to call it a day and move on.
Oh, don't be such a sanctimonious git.
What?
You've already moved on, haven't you?
In what way?
In a sleeping with your customers at Jack's way.
What?
I know all about it, Kenton.
How?
And if you think there's the remotest chance of me letting you back into my life and my home after that kind of behaviour, then you're even more stupid than I gave you credit for.
Shh, shh, shh. Do you want the whole village to know?
I don't give a damn who knows.
Let's keep this civilised, Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. A man of your age picking up a young woman in a bar? That's civilised behaviour, is it?
She wasn't that young.
Her precise age, isn't it?
Yeah, beside the point, yes, obviously. Right, well, I'll do it now then. I'll go and collect the rest of my belongings. You satisfied?
And you can leave your key on the hall table.
Hello, lovely people. Sue here, Queen or Tart on the Twitters. And a bit about my relationship with Ambridge. So, in real life, I train people to ship dangerous goods all over the world. And I evaluate temperature control packaging for shipping pharmaceuticals, particularly those going direct to patient and other such materials. When I'm not doing that, I would normally have about 100,000 bees to look after, but not right now, as we lost our colonies during COVID and we've taken a year or so off. I also accidentally ended up with an embroidery business. These things happen. I love The Archers. I've been listening to it since I was in my mother's womb. Sunday mornings, the two of us listened to the omnibus together, and it was a special time. We made the Christmas cakes on Stir Up Sunday and shouted at the radio together. I stopped listening for a bit as a teenager, but for 40 years or so now, I've listened to every episode. My Twitter account was born on the day that Ambridge was to be shaken to the very core. My favourite character when I was very little was Nelson Gabriel. I think because I imagined him as Lord Nelson with a pointy hat, and I liked the idea of running an antique shop. I don't think I realised he was so very, very dodgy back then.
Oh, Elizabeth, my dear... I didn't think I was going to have the pleasure of your company until later this afternoon.
I've just driven Nigel to the station, so I thought I'd better nip in and warn you.
Don't say you're not coming. Julie's made enough cakes for a convention of pastry cooks.
Has she? Oh, dear.
Oh, she'll be really disappointed if you cancel now.
I can still come, I suppose, but Nigel can't. And you know it's him she really wants to see.
Why can't Nigel come?
It's those wretched film people. They're being so unhelpful. Nigel decided the only way to get any sense out of them was to go and see them in person.
Did he have to go this afternoon?
Well, the thing is, I don't think Nigel would want me to go into details, but promise you won't tell Julia.
Well, of course not.
What they've lost... Well, they say it's been picked up, but it can't have been. Well, it belongs to Julia.
Oh, I see. Oh, I think.
And Nigel feels he really can't face her until he's got to the bottom of it.
Well, you'll just have to say he's being called away on urgent business.
You're not going to let me get out of it, are you?
No, I'm not. I know how much this means to Julia. The chance to entertain...
Someone else's home.
You know what Julia's like. She has these whims.
Well, that's a polite way of putting it. That's one of them, I presume.
Oh, my new poster. Yes, she did choose it. Do you like it?
No.
Don't beat about the bush, will you?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it in itself. It just looks rather incongruous, that's all.
Well, I suspect it's the start of a war of attrition. You know she's very keen for me to turn this place into a cafe bar.
Do you want to?
Well, it's not a bad idea, but it needs thinking about.
And meanwhile, Julia is going to sneak in pictures and artifacts so that you wake up one morning and discover you've got a cafe bar whether you want it or not.
Yes, I suppose that's rather her style.
Yes, Nelson. I'm glad you've noticed.
My worst moment was Joe and he killed the ferrets with a hammer. My friend Claire and I sobbed in the back of a transit van with some very bemused Swiss friends. Nowadays, I love most of the characters. I think it'll be no surprise who I don't like. Pip, Kate, George, right on my current shit list. I have a soft spot for anybody who is kind. Lindy Bottom and Joy both fall into that category. On the other hand, I love Brian and Jenny Darling. Brian and I fundamentally disagree on pretty much everything, but it doesn't stop me warming to him and appreciating his charisma. I would personally never have an affair. I would never dump chemicals. I am qualified to properly dispose of waste, after all. I wouldn't do all that hunting, shooting and fishing. I've been a vegetarian for more than 40 years. But he's very funny and he loves Jenny Darling. And lordy, do I relate to Jenny Darling. She is one of life's ultimate organisers and doers. And I understand her little bit of snobbery.
You know, darling, you look gorgeous.
It takes a lot of upkeep these days.
You know what I mean. You can still turn heads.
Oh, ever the charmer. I remember that from the first time I met you.
But you charmed me that night at Carol Tregoran's. I nearly didn't go.
Really?
An old chum of mine asked me for the weekend, but it fell through.
Oh, you are a dark horse.
Well, I didn't want you to think we'd met by default.
On the contrary, it makes it more serendipitous.
I suppose.
You were very persistent, I remember, and took me for all those interminable golf lessons.
I wasn't going to let you go once I'd found you. I knew you'd be the perfect wife for me.
No.
I was right, too. Here we are, 26 years later.
Still together.
Oh, we've had our ups and downs. We've done all right, haven't we?
I've never been happier.
Oh, good.
You gave us stability, me and Debbie and Adam.
And you gave me two beautiful daughters.
Oh, I wish Kate and Adam could be with us. All the children under one roof.
I know. Well, perhaps on our 50th.
Oh, steady on.
I hope you don't feel...
What?
That I've... I held you back.
What's brought this on?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're so talented and capable. And look at how you managed the farm when I was ill.
We're a team.
You've never wanted to write again full time.
I've not resented a single day looking after you and the children.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Besides, who knows what the future holds? Now, darling, you go down and sort the champagne out. Our guests will be here soon.
Good idea.
I miss Debbie very much. Also, I want to put in an honourable mention for Clary. She is a good un, and I hope she continues to stand up to Eddie, who increasingly I shout out when he comes on. No, that's not true. I've been shouting at him for years. I'm wishing you all a very happy new year. As 2022 can absolutely get in the sack. I hope you all have a good one.
Hey, up my ducks, it's Katie here. I've not been listening to The Archers that long, actually. Shock, gasp. I started listening, I got drawn into the Helen and Rob storyline. So, yeah, that was when I started. So I'm still all fairly new to all of this Ambridge life.
I always knew there was something wrong with you. But are you really so blind to yourself?
What do you mean?
You're all over the place. Are you surprised Henry won't hug you? You can't even give him a bath without hurting
him. That was an accident.
It's always an accident. Burning dinner was an accident.
Yes, I told you.
Crashing the car was an
accident. No, but...
You just go on and on, blaming everyone, but just...
Rob! Off.
It's Mum moving things. It's me not caring enough.
When have
it's
I
the pregnancy.
Ever...
It's your hormones. It's the eating disorder.
Please, I can't
I
help.
I wanted a wife and mother for my child, and look what I ended
Stop
up with.
Stop it, Rob. Don't.
You're a wreck. It's amazing you were ever allowed to bring Henry into the world.
What did you say?
Helen, no,
no. You utter bastard!
Don't you dare!
Oh!
I didn't mean to. If you hadn't tried to hit me...
Rob.
I can't look at you.
What did I... Where are you going? Rob.
My favourite character is good old Lillian, bless her. And I think the highlight from this year for me was some of the Lillian and Ardil conversations and stuff. They were brilliant. Loved them. I remember really laughing to those bits. But yeah, let's see what 2023 brings.
Hello, Dumpty Dummers worldwide. This is God Squad Mia here. It's been really quite a while since I called in, not least because I got a little bit sick in June and I'm making a very good recovery. So thank you for all your good wishes. And I might be back in the cooler innering next year. I started listening to The Archers. Well, it was a day that Nigel fell off the roof and I was hooked. So I don't know what that is, 12 years or something, but I'm a really novice compared to some listeners who've listened for decades.
Oh, that's done it. She's rather like Mummy in some ways. I've been very lucky to have two such fantastic women in my life.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hurry you, but one of those fantastic women was right. The wind's coming up.
It's free now.
Good.
Oh, blast!
What's the matter?
Stupid thing's got itself tangled up. I just need to get a bit higher.
Careful, Nigel.
I'm all right. I've got it now. I'll just...
Oh, Nigel!
David!
Nigel, hang on!
Ah!
Nigel!
My thoughts on the last year have been that the Archers is really transitioning towards the young people. We haven't heard a lot of the older, more established characters for quite a while, or we only hear glimpses of them. Jenny, for example, and obviously Peggy, the actress has retired. So I think that's going to be the storyline for Christmas, New Year, maybe. And Jill as well. I'm not a big fan of Jill, the character, but she's kind of slipping away off from the recording. So I think this is 2023 is going to be the time of the youngsters. We've had a lot already of Chelsea, Brad, Ben, obviously, and Rory with his, what did you call her? Julianne? Yeah, that's it. His sugar mummy. And, well, let's wait and see. Thank you very much, Roy Field and Jacqueline, for taking over the podcast. Obviously, to Philippa and Quentin for earlier in the year. And it's ever-changing, and it's a great, great podcast. See you all soon. Bye.
Greetings, it's Witherspoon and Angus Haggis here. So happy to join you on this special episode. First, my Archer's vintage. A bit complicated. I began visiting my Hackney-based Scottish boyfriend, now husband, in the fall of 2002. He had his old radio on his refrigerator, tuned to the Archers every evening at 7 p.m. I was totally confused, of course, but enjoyed the atmosphere of Ambridge. He moved in with me in New York City in 2006, and we listened to the omnibus during our Sunday brunches. I gradually learned the characters and plot lines, and eventually flew solo. The first storyline I clearly can call my own was a struggling Ed, Emma, and baby George living in a little caravan. I remember being shocked when I learned of the confused paternity of George.
I'm the one she married. You still can't face it.
No!
Now you want to try and ruin it?
I never asked for this.
Well,
I didn't ask her to love me.
It's a lie.
It's the truth. She loves me. She's leaving you and you can't stop us.
You think I don't have the guts? You think I'll just take it? Don't do that to me. No one does. Come on. What's the matter?
No.
Hey, you hate me so much.
No. I'm not going to fight you, Will.
You want it. Okay. Get up and fight back!
Do what you want, it's not going to make a difference.
Why don't you fight back?
You lost her.
No.
I'm sorry.
She can't. You can't. Please, Ed. Don't do this to me. Please.
I've been impressed by three health-related storylines this year. First, Alice's struggles with alcoholism and her gradual recovery. Second, Chelsea's surprise pregnancy and her agonizing decision to have a termination. Of course, this has led into the third, Ben's psychiatric episode. From a personal perspective, or should I say professional, I would have wanted to learn more about what his diagnosis and treatment are, and I hope the storyline isn't dropped.
Bess! Here, girl!
Ben? David, is everything all right?
Yeah. Sorry, I just
sorry,
need
yeah.
To... Bess! Ben? Ben!
Hey, it's dark, for God's sake, where are you going?
She's gone! She's gone, Dad, I've lost her!
What are you talking about?
I've lost her!
Who?
Bess! I've lost Bess!
But Ben, Bess is at Brookfield.
No, you don't understand!
No, I don't. Why would Bess be here?
Because she is here. I heard her. She was right here on the green waiting for me. But now I can't find her. She's run away. What if something bad's happened?
Nothing bad has happened.
Yes, it has. Something bad has happened to Bess, and it's my fault.
No, Ben.
What's happening out there?
I don't know. I can't make out much.
At least David's with him now.
Yeah, you're right. He's got his dad. Whatever's going on, I'm sure he'll know what to do.
Is Ben all right?
That's what we're just wondering.
He just ran past me on the green. He looked in a bit of a state. So did David, to be honest.
I wonder if he needs a hand. I don't like to interfere, but...
No harm in asking.
No, you're right. Better to offer. I'll just pop out and see.
Ben, listen to me.
I can't.
No, you must. Please. Look at me, okay? Now listen to what I'm saying, all right? Bess isn't here.
She is here. Why won't you believe me? She was here.
How can she be, Ben? Bess is at home. Mum's looking after her, isn't she?
I saw her. It was her. I mean, what if she runs into the road?
No, you thought it was, but honestly...
David, are you okay?
Yeah, no, thanks, Joy. Everything's fine. If you just leave us to it.
Bess!
I don't know how to make him see that. How can I make him see?
Shall I have a go?
No, it's all right. It's fine.
Please,
thank you.
Let me try.
No, I really don't think it'll help. Thank you.
If we all just try to stay calm... Ben! Hello, pet. What's been going on?
Have you seen Bess?
Your lovely dog, Bess.
She isn't here, Joy. She's at home. He's having some kind of... I don't know what it is.
Okay, no problem. Are you worried about Bess, Ben?
Yeah.
Why's that, pet?
She was here, and now she's gone. And I don't know where she's gone, but I can't lose her.
No, of course you can't. She's your dog, your best pal.
Yeah.
I understand, Ben. That sounds very upsetting.
Yeah.
But I think I can help you, if you let me.
The fourth health-related storyline that I and others speculated about appears to be incorrect. Jill's out-of-character outbursts were not a harbinger of dementia, but just served as an Archer's family drama arc. In any case, each of the first three storylines both educated and entertained. So that brings me to all of us. I'm so happy to continue to be part of this great big family of Archer's fans. A special thank you to Royfield and Jacqueline, and to our previous hosts, Quentin and Philippa, for doing the hard lifting of leading this merry band of listeners and contributors. A very happy and healthy 2023 to all Dumpty Dummers. Talk to you soon.
Hi, Dumpty Dum. It's Claire from Clapham. I'm reflecting on 2022. 2022 is a special year for me in Archer's world because it's my 20th anniversary. I started listening in the autumn of 2002 and I got sucked in by Siobhan's impending birth of Rory and all the fallout with Debbie and Brian and everything. And I found that quite compelling. So that's what got me hooked. And here I am 20 years later, still an absolute baby in terms of Archer's listeners, of course.
I do love you, you know.
Love you too.
It's not just the sex.
I know that.
I mean, maybe that's how it started, but I love being with you.
And me with you.
I get such a buzz, you know, when we're together. You've got this glow.
Which comes from being with you.
Well, maybe. You're very, very precious to me, Siobhan. And the baby is too.
Oh, Brian. Of course, it'll be a different story on Sunday.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. You'll get on your march with all those tweed-jacketed hunt-and-shoot-and-fishing types and you'll forget all about me.
Not true.
We'll see, shall we?
Well, Sunday's ages away anyway.
Yes.
We've got lots of time before then. And I'm going to spend every minute of it devoting myself to you.
In terms of 2022 in the Archers, I think, obviously, a lot of the year has been dominated by Chelsea's accidental pregnancy and various bits of fallout. And, of course, an honourable mention for Chelsea in all of this. And Tracy, to be fair. But the thing that really I'm so most pleased by is the fact that it did for Russ and Lily's relationship. And I thought that was really cleverly done. All of the ripples from Chelsea's pregnancy, like there's so much that's come out of that, some of which are repairable, like, you know, Jill coming back to the fold, but some of which weren't repairable. And actually, I think that the Russ and Lily thing was really interesting because, you know, it wasn't all a bed of roses. They were sort of convincing each other it was. And as soon as there was a bit of doubt that he might have got Chelsea pregnant and Lily was doubtful enough to believe that it was possible, and then he was affronted enough to think that she could think that it was possible, suddenly, like, the whole house of cards fell down and then it all, yeah, all that relationship was over. And I think that's often what happens, isn't it? Sometimes in relationships, you sort of take a lot on the basis that you will trust each other. And as soon as you start to have doubt, then, you know, it all crumbles. So I was very pleased to see the back of Rush because I was never a big fan. And I think Lily's better off without him. Although whether she'll be better with Ardell, I do not know. I'd like to see her go for someone slightly younger, if I'm honest. But we'll see. But it's been a lovely year again on Dum to Dum. More changes, but, you know, it's a people's podcast. It reflects the listenership, and that's what keeps it going. So well done, everyone. And I will catch you in 2023.
Hello, Dumpty Dum. It's Glyn here. I've been listening to The Archers for over 40 years. And my recollections of 2022 are, well, I think early in the year I rang into Dumpty Dum and said, I think it's going to be a year of change. And it certainly has been a year of change. We know we've heard the last from Peggy as a character, although she continues as a silent. And we've also heard the last of Judy Beckett as Shula. I thought we might lose one or two more characters, but we have seen some of the younger characters either being given voices like Brad and George, or coming more to the fore, as in certainly Mia and Chelsea. And of course, the younger characters or youngerish characters have dominated the stories this year, with first with Chris and Alice leading up to their sort of arguing over Martha and finally sorting out their divorce, and then Chelsea and Ben in the second half. But some favourite moments of mine, I think, would probably be Lillian and Justin and their unlikely alliance and ganging up against Lillian and poor Robert. And, of course, we should acknowledge that the actor who plays Robert sadly died during the year. Well, my favourite character most years is Tony. I think he's very authentic, even if he does moan a lot.
I just came to say I'd be honoured to be a witness at the wedding.
Oh,
witness?
That's marvellous. I'm so pleased.
And I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I should have said yes at the time.
No, we quite understand. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it, don't we, Lillian?
Yes, of course.
Oh, great. Well, that was all, really, so I'll leave you to enjoy your supper.
All right, and thanks again.
No, it's my pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Justin, you didn't tell me.
No, I wanted it to be a nice surprise. You are pleased, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm delighted.
So, you needn't worry about Bridge Farm or anything else. This is going to be the perfect wedding.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's been a bit of weirdness in the year with quite a lot of storylines including that one with Tony and the message in a bottle, seeming to start with a bit of contrivance. Perhaps there's still a bit of discombobulation around some of the stories at the moment. But I think the things are quite well set up for some more changes in 2023, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing them. So a happy 2023 to all Dumpty Dummers.
This is Stephen. I grew up with the Archers, and I've been listening myself since about 1980, so that's just over 40 years. There were plenty of stories I didn't much enjoy this year. The extended Alice and Chris divorce, the never-ending Ben and Beth crises, the veterans cricket team, and Fallon's mysterious quiche ingredient that we never heard about again, to name but a few. But this is supposed to be about what we did enjoy. Of course, my favourite stories from this year were all the ones with Debbie in them, but none of those were broadcast. So instead, I will have to choose Mia, persuading Will to take up evening classes, and Will, as a result, creating his extraordinary pottery and selling one piece of that to Toya Wilcox.
What about this one here?
Well, I suppose that's like either a sculpture or a plate, depending on your needs.
Right.
Well, they're all inspired by nature, you know, by the sky and the trees and wildlife. I mean, I've lived around here all my life, so I take inspiration from my surroundings, from my roots sort of thing.
I see. Yeah, well, why wouldn't you?
Hello, it's Sandra from the South Coast, sadly with a touch of the Lurgy. I don't remember exactly when I started listening to the Archers. It would have been in the 1950s, and the omnibus was on the radio in the kitchen. Those were the days when Tom Forrest gave an intro to the omnibus. My active listening started in the early 1970s. I didn't have a TV in the early bedsits and flats, so had the radio on a lot. I've listened when on caravan holidays and in hotels when I had Wi-Fi more recently. Favourite characters? Well, I was a fan of early Pat.
You do understand how serious this is, don't you, Clary?
Well, of course I do. But honestly, I would never... I mean, I really did think I were quite better when I came back to work. Otherwise, I would never have... Oh, Pat, I've always stuck to the rules. You know that. I've done the best for the dairy. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it's me who's caused all this trouble.
Well, I'm afraid it is.
I just didn't think it possible.
No! That's the problem. You didn't think. And this is the consequence. Your thoughtlessness has put lives at risk.
Oh, don't say that.
The lives of young children.
I'm sorry.
Not to mention damaging the reputation of Bridge Farm, which Tony and I have spent over 20 years building up.
I'm so sorry.
We could well end up losing the business.
No.
Oh, yes. We'll be very lucky to recover from this. The whole thing could go under. And it'll be your fault, Clary. All your fault.
More recently, Tracy has become a favourite character, and I have enjoyed how her character has grown. She's been a good influence on Jazza, and they are a great couple, and it's good that Brad and Chelsea approve of him as well. I don't remember any very early standout storylines. Phil Archer's death while listening to Elgar was beautifully done. Nigel's demise stood out, but just why? Obviously, there was Rob Helen and coercive control, which did make me sit up and take notice. Recently, Chelsea's putting her head in the sand over the pregnancy was understandable, but so frustrating. The way that led Ben into his depression and psychosis was unexpected, but well mapped out. I now look forward to hearing the younger characters grow. Well, that's all from me. Bye.
Hello, everybody. This is Philippa. I'm so very glad to be back and chatting to you. And I thought, as it's Christmas, I should bring along a Christmas gift for you all. And what better gift to bring you than my podcasting pal, Quentin Q. It's lovely to see you.
Likewise. Hello, Philippa. Hello, Dumpty Dummers. Yes, it's P and Q here for a brief,
yeah,
a brief moment, a brief flash in this podcast as we look back on the year in Ambridge.
Yes, we've been tasked to talk about a particular thing, Q. If you're ready to answer this question, you know, the question is, do we have a memorable moment, a memorable person, just a memorable occasion in Ambridge this year? What would you say yours is?
Before I start with Ambridge, I think the most memorable moment of the last 12 months was that we finally met up, didn't we, for lunch?
Yes.
Last month, after 2 years of virtual friendship. So that was very nice.
It was
to meet up in Litchfield, wasn't it? Yes.
It was so
but
nice.
To get back to the real world, Philippa, in Ambridge, I would like to make a football analogy, because I know that that'll mean a lot to you. So it'll certainly
we're allowed a few minutes to talk about the Archers, and you have to talk about football.
Well, I know that you will appreciate it, and certainly Roy Field, because I just felt, you know, in the recent World Cup, the axis has shifted in the sport, because you had these huge shock results, these established nations beaten by emerging footballing countries, Morocco reaching the semi-finals. I can actually see Philippa at the moment, Dumpty Dummers, and she's beginning to nod off.
This is painful.
But, and I bring it back to the Archers now, I would say the axis has really altered in the Archers as well, between new, young characters and long-established ones. See what I've done there? That's clever. See?
I see what you've done there, but I could have done without the football.
Well, no, because the axis has shifted in the world of football, the axis has shifted in the world of Ambridge, because we've got the young'uns have been really brought on this year, haven't they? Chelsea, Brad, George, Ben, Rory have all had big storylines. We see the departure of Peggy, Shula, sadly, Robert as well, because of the early death of Graham Blockie. So things have shifted, have they not, Philippa? Would you agree? In the world of Ambridge.
I would rather be talking about chocolate analogies or pudding analogies, not football, honestly. Why you have to...
See, I'm making it topical and appealing to Roy Field at the same time.
So what I've been doing is, I pick an album, one that I've never heard before, you know, like a classic album that everyone says you should have listened to and have an opinion on, and you've probably pretended to have an opinion on it just to stop people going, oh my God, I can't believe you've never heard it. And you want to say, yeah, but I'm like 20. If I'd listened to all the albums everyone tells me I should have listened to, I'd have had to start when I was like one.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, anyway, I pick an album and I have it on while I'm studying because I need background noise, you know, I can't have silence. Not too loud, just so I can hear it. Kind of helps me get in the zone, stops my mind wandering off, do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And then when I hear a song that I like, I check what it is and I add it to the playlist. Do you do that?
Do I listen to playlists?
Yeah, like while you're working, to help you focus.
Kind of. I mean, most of my coursework is practical. Like, I'm literally standing behind someone with a pair of scissors, so staying focused is, like, pretty essential.
Of course. God, wow, that is pretty impressive.
Thanks.
So, anyway, what have you been up to?
What, tonight? Just watching telly.
Great. Great. Yeah, I'm pretty behind on telly. How is it?
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Ben, what is this? I mean, it's nice to see you and everything, but was there something, I don't know, did you want to say something?
Yeah, sorry, almost forgot. It's about Bess.
Bess? Oh, what, Bess, your dog?
Yeah, exactly. Bess, my dog.
Well, what about her?
It's her fur. It's all matted. She mulls around in the rud, you see, and I can't stop her, and I wouldn't want anything bad to happen. I mean, she's really well trained, but she's a dog. Dogs and mud, you know. She's a working dog. She's outside all the time herding sheep, so I suppose getting covered in mud is like, it's like an occupational hazard for her.
Right.
So what would you recommend?
It's been the memorable moments for me this year. The why? Why on earth are they doing this memorable moment? The new water system that Rex has a canal boat on.
Oh, yeah.
Where did that come from? The pigeon in the church that caused this accident. Mm. That was a load of nonsense as well. Mm. And I'm sorry, this chicken factory that seems to pop up at times of need and then just disappears again. It's very mysterious. Well, they wind me up a lot.
And also recently, Neil the blackmailer. I mean, trying to blackmail Martin. That was very out of character as well. Very out of character. But I mean, I'm not entirely happy with the way they've force-fed us with so many young characters so quickly. I can understand they need to replenish the stock of characters.
It's
and
a sign
so
of
forth,
your HQ that you're saying that. You do realise that.
I and many others are missing hearing some of the more established characters. Well, actually, I'm just missing hearing more of Brian. Let's be honest. But I think it's been a bit too much, a bit too fast, and many of us.
And we should say that we're recording this on Tuesday afternoon, so things may have happened after we've recorded this to characters that we know and love. So who knows? The week's not over yet, Q.
I know. Well, they've been, you know, getting rid of them that quick. You know, you just don't know. Can I mention sex as well, Philippa? Because that's been a bit weird this year, hasn't it? And we had the bedroom farce at Grey Gables. Tracy, Jazza and Oliver jumping in and out of bed and running through doors. I mean, that was weird, wasn't it? Very
odd. I think I prefer you talking about football, to be honest,
what?
Q. Can we not?
So we can't talk about sex or football.
No.
What else is there in life?
Food! All the time food. Well,
can I just finish the sex? I want to finish. Because we had the logging and the dogging with Coatgate, with Emma, Ed, Fallon and Rex. It was ridiculous. What's going on?
Do you know, I've just eaten a strawberry cream and it tasted of washing up liquid. That's my revelation for the day.
Food themes in the Archers this year. Go on then. What grabbed you this year, Philippa?
Oh, you see, they don't really talk much about the food. I'm racking my brains.
Yeah,
we've had the pizza van, of course, with the stoned or unstoned olive. This is when I have failed. Was Trevor this year or last year? Because he said that phrase that I will never forget. Ah, the bearer of biscuits, a mate for life. I love that.
That was the finest line ever uttered, wasn't it?
It was.
For
it was.
You.
It's very meaningful for me. Yes, it was. Yeah. But I think we've talked enough. I miss you, Q. I miss our times on Dum-de-Dum.
So do I. So
grateful to Royfield and Jacqueline for carrying Dum-de-Dum on and doing it so brilliantly.
Absolutely, yes. So we wish you all a fantastic 2023 Dumpty Dummers.
Yes.
And renewed success for the podcast. And let's meet up for lunch again soon, Philippa.
Definitely, where we will not be talking about things that I don't want to talk about. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.